Today's shiur is sponsored for a schus for all of Klal Yisrael, especially those of our Achenu Bnei Yisrael in time of need now in the Ukraine, who are looking towards us for our tefillos. Today's shiur is sponsored. It should be a schus to save as many lives as possible. We are in Perek Aleph in Sif Tez Zayin on page Vav in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. If you're looking at the old print, this is not there. This Se'if is one of those Se'ifim that were added for the new print. So Se'if Tezayin says, "B'mokim tzarech gadol in the middle of Hilchos Bishul, and when there's a great need, kigoyin l'tzarech choylo b'miktsas, someone who's sick somewhat, we're not talking about a choyl sheish b'sakana, or l'tzarech tinek, or for the need of a young child, a baby, mutu lo haniach meichel mevushel kol tzarechoy, it's permitted to put food that is fully cooked, afilu hu lach v'tzoinen, even if it's liquid and it's cold. Kigoyin chol of kar, like cold milk, a marakar, or cold soup. Samuch le'esh, near the fire, not on the fire, near the fire. Afilu b'mokim shebo yuchol hischamim k'dei she'hayah te'eh, so that is why. Even if it's close enough to the fire, where if it was left there long enough, it would have the ability to reach yad se'lad is by. As long as your intent is only to defrost it or to remove the chill, one has to be careful to make sure to remove it from the fire before it reaches Yad Selad's Bay. So generally speaking, you're not allowed to put something near a fire, even not on the fire, if it has the ability to reach Yad Selad's Bay. So now he's giving a caveat that Malkum Sarach Gadol, whether it's a Chayil Shein by Sakana or a Tinnik, it can be done, but one has to be very careful to remove it before it reaches Yatzalad Zbay. So if Yud Zayin, Shtei Kedeiroi Sa'im Doi Salgabi Ha'esh, you have two pots sitting on a fire. Now if you're looking at the old print, it's Sif Tez Zayin, but in the new print at the bottom page of in Sif Yud Zayin, two pots are sitting on a fire, and you have to cook food in them. Shebehein heimu v'sholim kol tzorcham. But we're talking about foods, once again, that are fully, fully cooked. U'bitzoyni lahavir masha ba'achas mehen l'chaverta. You want to take from one pot and pour it into the other pot. Hatoiv b'yoyse, the best is l'chosir esakadeiris me'algabe ha'esh, is to remove, take two people, best, easiest way, I mean, you could do it with two hands, but it's to remove both pots from on the fire. But im omnam yuchel akayim is kol tanaya chazara ham vo'orim lahalom b'siv beis. Now, sifchav, sorry. If you make sure to maintain all the rules of chazara, like we will mention in sifchav, all five criteria necessary for chazara, so you remove the two pots, which means you're going to have das, you're going to hold on to it, you're not going to put it down. Right, we're going to see later all the criteria. You hold both pots of being held off the fire. Right? Al mikra shaloi nita nadava efshe lahokil lahavi mikadeir achas ashniya ba'oidan emez ha'esh. Now, if you can't, if there's no way, then there's times where you could be makel to pour it from one to the other. But nai she'aleh ha'esh Allah emedes ha'kadeir shabo hu machnas heinu mochusa. So, if you want to move from one pot to another pot, you should have all five rules, which means you need a blech, you need to make sure that you have to have das, you hold it up, and you pour it from one to the other. It says, Bidi Evet, Shasat Chak, if you can't, you don't have someone to hold both of them, then as long as there's a blech, it could be permissible to pour from one pot to the other pot. So, now he explains, Lafikach, therefore, Imrayim, if someone notices, that took food that's cooking in a pot, that's sitting on a close fire, like a blech. Notice that, you know, you see the chalent on Shabbos, it's sitting on the blech, and you get up in the middle of the night, and you see, oops, it's cooking out, it's going to dry out. You're not going to be able to be mekayim the tenayim of chazara, and removed from the fire properly. So muter litzik by benachas min amayim amuvushalom shabedut Shabbos. You could take from your Shabbos urn and pour water directly into this pot. Af hu al gabi eish, even while it's on the fire. And if not, you're not going to have a chant. V'gam mutu l'tzorech zel l'haver samayim be'ezes kafa meitzekes. He says you could even remove the water from the dud with a spoon or a ladle. You don't have to pour directly. B'tnai sh'kafa meitzekes yu nekim v'yveshim. But you have to be careful that that ladle or that spoon that you're sticking into the hot water is perfectly clean. Because if not, the food that's on it, the dried food on it, let's say from before, will have become mevushal, will get cooked. So he says, not only can you pour directly, as long as there's a blech, you could even use a spoon or a ladle to remove the hot water from the Dud Shabbos, what he calls the urn, from an urn, we would call that, and pour it into the pot on the fire. Now, it's kedai to see Sif Katan Mem Tes on the bottom. He says, Ule inyan lishpech mayim and hadud l'tech kais. So we just said that you have the dud, the urn, you can stick a spoon in it, you can stick a ladle in it, and pour the water into the chalent. Now what happens if I want to use a cup? Pour from the urn into a cup, and take the cup, and pour from the cup into the chalent. So he says, L'inyan lishpech mayim, this is in Siv Katan Mem Tes on the bottom once again. It says, L'inyan lishpech mayim and adud l'teich kreis, V'lintnum l'kedeiru haymedes al gabi eish. He says, Shemati ma'agoyin b'shloim zalman oyerbach zatzal, the efshir sheroi lahachmer, that possibly one should be machmer and not do this. The kivon, the bepina mimecham l'mecham. Since even removing from one pot to the other pot, the Ramah brings less, or the Mishnah Brun is aratzina machri lahatir, and therefore he's lenient. Near the in lahoysif al dvarav loishori elitin mihamecham ha'emid al gabi eish, tekiderish ha'mamid al gabi eish. Says, L'maisa, there's reason not to even allow, and many paiskim drama included, hold not to even pour from a pot directly into a pot that's on a fire. Narvast are those who are lenient. And the Shabru in the Sharatzin says you can be samech on it. He says, but to carry that one step further and to pour it into a cup first, he says one should refrain from doing that on Shabbos. Vaitas if you chas. Hamavashel tafshel b'kedei v'gedeila. Someone who's cooking in a large pot. B'shvil lechol mimenu b'sudas erev. To eat for Friday night. Mutu loylaris es hanoysel techedei katana yoysel amid al gabi eish mechusa. So you have a large pot. A lot of guests coming Friday night. You have a big pot with food. After you finish serving, you still have some left. Now, if you leave this little bit in this big pot, it's going to dry out. It's going to burn. So you want to do is you want to take a smaller pot, put it on the blech, and now pour from this bigger pot into the smaller pot. So he says it's permitted to do so. Right? As long as the fire is covered, you have a blech. So I'm doing it to have food for the day. But he says, you have to make sure that the smaller pot is clean and dry. Says one should be makbid on all the rules we're going to have for Chazara, taking both pots off the fire, holding on to it, das. He says, what should be done with all the rules of Chazara? But he says, then it would be permitted. So if you test Kedera, which if you're looking in an old print, it's if you're Zion, when Perek Aleph and Dine Bishol, the new print that's on page Ches. Kedera Sheish Batafshel, you have a pot that has something cooking in it. Which was taken off the fire or taken out of the oven. You're not allowed to put it back in the oven. We're talking about without the tenoyim of Chazara. But we're going to talk about, this is just an introductory paragraph, saying we're going to talk now about all the five rules, and then as we go on, we're going to see what's necessary, what's necessary, but the oven. But once a pot was taken off a fire, even if it was on the fire when Shabbos began, or even if it was in the oven, you cannot put it back in. It says even if it has Shabbos mode. And as far as using Shabbos mode on Yom Tov, Abstamazon Shabbos Yom Tov, he says in the bottom that in Sif Lamed Hei and Lamed Vav, we will deal with it. So now we're going to talk in Sif Chaf about the rules for Chazara. What are the five rules for Chazar? Klisha by Tavshav, Uhusim, and Asia, flea that has food in it that's cooking, that's removed from the fire. Mutlach zero al gabi rakim iskaimun kol tanaim dolon. Can only be put back if these five conditions are met. What are these five conditions? Aleph. Number one. What do you need? Shatavshul shabesoy chakli yamavushul kol tzachet. That the food that's in the pot is fully cooked. Tavshul mavushul kol tzachet shem tzayz be'at samish shaloy v'ashem reiv bishul hein misrakles v'iruiz lachila. What happens if it's chicken? Now, the chicken looks fully cooked, but chicken sometimes has thin bones in it. If it's left on the fire long enough, they soften up, and they become edible. It says, in such a case, it says, L'chatchila, one should not remove a pot from the fire and do chazara with chicken until those soft bones are also fit to be eaten. So rule number one, it has to be fully cooked. Rule number two, Shatavshu yadayin chama mikzas. When you lift it up off the fire and you put it back down, you can't hold it for long enough for it to really cool off. It still has to be warm. Number three, you have to have das. When you're removing it from the fire, you have to have das that you plan on putting it back on the fire. Four, you can't put down the kli at all. One should hold it in his hand. What? It's very heavy, and you can't. You one person. Or, you could put it down on a table on some place, but you have to be careful. To hold on to the handle the whole time, to never leave go. So the best is to hold it, but you could put it down, but your hand has to be on the handle the whole time. And Siv Samach Aleph in the horus in the bottom, he points out that dafka on a table or on a chair, but you can't put it down, even if you're holding onto the handle, on the floor directly. He says, put a blanket, put something down on the floor, it shouldn't go directly on the floor. Hey, fifth criteria, She'eish al gabi yachzes akli, tiyem uchuzi, the fire must be a blech, or whatever you want to call it, the fire must be covered. He says, "I day mechasa pachuk demem min advarim shloim regiul muvash leim yemais achel." A blech. The assumption of a blech is that there's a simon. It reminds you that it's Shabbos because it's not something that's used during the week. If you use a blech all week, a blech is not going to help you for Shabbos. It has to be something that you don't use during the week. Alak lahashit lemes kedera shloim tzana. V'kashu machze kedera gabe eish. And when you're taking this pot that met this five criteria, and you're putting back on the fire, lo yosef b'kol davish lo hayal eish kainuchin. You cannot add food to this pot before you put it on. So what's the difference? It's all fully cooked. It can only be the food that was removed. It can be put back on. Even if it's fully cooked and it's warm, it cannot. It's only can be put back on that pot if everything was in that pot when it was taken off. In the fine print, he says, let's say if you got to put a blech or you didn't think you need a blech, you didn't think you need chazara. So you didn't have a blech. You're allowed to put a blech on Shabbos. You can move a blech from one fire to another fire. You have to be careful that if the fire is strong enough, that this metal tray, the blech that you're putting on, could reach the point of libun, so then it's a problem. Because you're doing so with the great bishul of the metal. You took down bishul kisuyah. If you're careful, you're putting the blech on it, you don't smallen the flame. Now, when you put a blech on, and it looks like the flame is smaller because it can't go high, but the gas is the same amount of gas coming out, so you're just reforming the shape of the heat fire. You're not really making the fire smaller. So that l'chayr is mutra, as he says in the bottom. But in order to do chazar, once again, we'll quickly chazar, no pun intended, five rules necessary. Number one, the food has to be fully cooked. Number two, the slice has to be warm. Number three, you have to have das, you have to have intention to put it back on. You have to hold on to the kli. L'chatchil, it should be held upwards in the hands, but the evet, even if it's on a table, a chair, but not on the floor, as long as you're holding on to the handle. And number five, there has to be a blech. Stop over here. Today's shir was sponsored as a yeshua, as a schus, for all our achenu bnei Yisrael in Ukraine, in Moldova, in those countries who need our tefillos and yeshuas. To sponsor a share in the future, please email rabbifishman@gmail.com or go to rabbifishman.com, rabbifishman.com, and click on the sponsor button. Thank you.